Delighted to be joined now by Dr. Jonathan Dennis, who is the chief investigator of a study by University of Bradford into early diagnosis of glaucoma. So thanks very much for joining me, Dr. Dennis. For anyone that doesn't know, what is glaucoma?
Right, so glaucoma is a disease that causes the death of the nerve cells that carry information from the eye to the brain. Now, generally that results in a gradual loss of peripheral vision, which over time would kind of coalesce into a total blindness if it was left untreated. People often think of glaucoma as to do with raised eye pressure, and it often is, but it's not always. But the treatment is usually to reduce the eye pressure. And it's important for your listeners to know that if they do get glaucoma, if it's picked up early, that treatment is usually very successful in preventing blindness. So although a small amount of vision may already have been lost at the time people are diagnosed, the treatment is often very successful at preventing the vision loss worsening further.
Tell us a little bit more then about this study. It sounds fascinating.
Yeah, so we're really pleased to receive funding from the Medical Research Council for our project, which is basically taking a new look at how we use OCT images in the diagnosis of glaucoma. So OCT, as many of your listeners will know, is a widely available imaging technique. It's often found these days in high street optometrists as well as hospitals. And OCT typically takes cross-sectional images through the retina at the back of the eye. So we're using this existing widespread hardware in a new way. So we take those cross-sectional images that it captures normally, we turn them on their side, and then we build lots of them up into a 3D picture of the retina. And with that, we can now look at the retina front on and slice through that image at different depths below the surface. And we can look at how the structures of the retina at those different depths reflect light back to the instrument. So we've then developed a new way of analysing those images, and our method, it looks like, finds defects that aren't picked up by the usual method. And in addition to that, the defects that we find, unlike the defects normally found, can be directly corroborated against the visual field test. And that therefore has the potential, by combining the information from the two tests, to reduce the false positives or the misdiagnoses that can be produced by each test used on its own.
Yeah, because I believe currently up to 30% of cases can be missed or misdiagnosed.
So if you use OCT on its own, it would miss about 20 to 30% of true cases of glaucoma. Now, most optometrists and ophthalmologists wouldn't use OCT on its own. We would rely on a combination of tests. So OCT would be one of them, visual field tests. That's the one where, you know, you stick your head in the bowl and you're looking for little spots of light and you press a button, measuring the pressure as well. And some other things like your family history and things like that. So clinicians at the moment try to build up a picture from a variety of tests. But that's quite difficult because the results from the OCT at present don't directly relate to the visual field in a sort of easy to use way. Whereas with the technique that we're developing, you can directly map one on top of the other and see whether the defects you're finding match up.
I believe you're looking for people to get involved as well with glaucoma.
Yeah, so our study is starting now, and we're going to be recruiting volunteers to participate in the study in the next few months, really. So, we're going to need quite a few people with glaucoma to come into the University of Bradford, have some really simple tests done, have some images taken. It's all completely painless, non-invasive. If you're being treated for your glaucoma, it doesn't affect that in any way. So it's on top of any normal clinical care that you have. So anyone who fits that bill, who has glaucoma, who's able to travel into Bradford to come and see us at the university, it'd be great to hear from you.
So this could have huge benefits, and it would obviously relieve some of the pressure on NHS as well.
It's difficult to say how many cases of glaucoma that are in the hospitals are false positives, i.e. are kind of false alarms, healthy eyes that have been falsely diagnosed with glaucoma. But the estimates are somewhere between 17 and 63% in the UK. So it could be half or almost two thirds of cases, early cases, I should say, might be false positive. So that's obviously costing the NHS a lot of money, and it's costing patients a lot of time, a lot of stress, a lot of worry. If you think about it, if you're diagnosed with glaucoma or suspected of having glaucoma, you're likely to be going for a hospital appointment, you know, somewhere between every 3 months and every 18 months, or probably on average about once a year. And that could be for many years, if not the rest of your life. So it is a big problem. And in terms of how it could be reduced, if you were to reduce the number of those cases in the hospitals in the NHS by 5%, that would save the NHS comfortably over £1 million a year.
So when could this be implemented, Dr. Dennis?
The funding we've got from the Medical Research Council is a four-year project, so we're just starting that now. And the aim of the project is to refine and optimise both the technique and how we use it, so to make it as widely applicable as we can. And the end goal of the project is to have our technique ready for a clinical trial. So like all these things, unfortunately, it is a bit of a long game, and it's going to be another 5, 6, 7 years before this is widely available in clinics.
And equally, if anyone is worried about themselves or somebody and perhaps in their family that may have glaucoma, where can they find out more, Dr. Dennis?
So I'd recommend the Glaucoma UK website. That's a charity that looks after people with glaucoma and also funds research. We've had research funding from them before. And that's a really nice source of information. But the main thing I think people can do is have their eyes examined regularly by an optometrist. So most people should be having their eyes examined every 2 years. As you get older, if you get over, once you're over 70, that should be every year. And anybody with a family history of glaucoma, so that's a direct family history, so parents, siblings, children with glaucoma, once they're over 40, they should be seeing an optometrist every year. And that would be funded by the NHS as well.
Listen, we wish you lots of luck with the trial. Dr. Dennis from University of Bradford, thanks very much for your time. And thanks for chatting to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.